Thank you for joining us on The Zesty Garden. In our segment where we talk about houseplants, I have Shane Taylor from Cactus and Tropicals in Salt Lake City. He's the horticultural specialist and buyer for Cactus and Tropicals. And today we're going to talk about African violets. Now, this for me is one of those plants that evokes a lot of memories. My grandmother has them all over in her house. My mother has them in her house. And so, of course, I've got to have them in my house. And just the way that I am, I can't just have purple. I've got to have all of these different colors. This one's more of a, that you've got here in the studio is more of a mauve. I've seen some with stripes, others with picotee around the outside edges. I just love African violets. Why have you selected African violet as a plant for a person to consider?
Well, like you were saying, Brian, the African violet is a bit of a legacy plant. And a lot of the African violets that, that those of us who have family members that have them, we receive them from a leaf. I mean, is that how you got?
Yeah,
that
my first one was from a leaf that got started in in medium. It wasn't even, I've seen some people try to propagate them with just sitting in water, but mine, we just stuck it in
in some soil. And that's the way you're actually supposed to do it, is just stick them in soil. And they'll propagate very easily. Even though a lot of people consider African violets kind of granny plants because they are, they've been around for so long and they've been popular for so long, one of the reasons they are popular is they're one of the few houseplants that will rebloom on a very regular basis. And it makes them a very effective little window plant to have because they'll just keep blooming and blooming. And they'll go through seasons of growth and blooming with fairly minimal care. They're just a great little plant, very easy to maintain.
And one of the things, though, that's very key to this plant is how you water it.
African violets are very sensitive to having water on their leaves. So if you're watering over the top of the plant, you'll notice the plant will either spot or, at the very worst, it will rot at that point. So a lot of people will water their violets by allowing them to stand in water and slowly suck the water up. In fact, they make specific pottery just for African violets that lets water slowly in through the clay so that it doesn't end up overwatering it. But over time, it just is able to water it slowly, keep it from rotting.
And I've got two different kinds of pots. I've got one of the ones that you were talking about where it's like a pot that slips into another pot. And the one on the outside is kind of bulbous shaped so you can fill water up and then it just slowly goes. It's a clay pot and it just slowly, the water goes in. And the plant loves it. It absolutely loves it.
And they're self-watering pots, which is what they're called. They're a great option for African violets. You want to make sure, though, that whatever kind of container you have, ideally it should be a container with a glazed rim, like not just a regular clay pot, because that rim can hold water and the stems of the leaves can touch that rim and they can actually end up causing rot. So you just want something that's either plastic or glazed or acrylic or something that's not going to touch water on the leaf for any extended period of time.
Yeah, this pot is perfect for that because it's glazed over the edge, but the other pot on the inside just kind of sits down on the inside, so that works. And then my other pots are plastic, but they've got a spot on the bottom so I can pour into the bottom of the pot itself, and then the plant just uptakes it.
Yeah, yep, and that's a great way to ensure that you're not getting the leaves wet. African violets are amazingly resilient. They don't need a lot of water. So even though these pots are designed to give them water over a longer period of time, I find myself only filling up my self-watering pots maybe once or twice a month. How about you?
I will do, if I'm thinking about it, when I walk in the house and I look over at the pots, if it looks like the plant has started to wilt a little bit, that's when I usually fill it up. And then what I'll do is do it two or three times in a row because the first time it just seems to suck it right up. And then as soon as I see it slow down, then I quit watering it and then it'll be 2 to 3 weeks at least.
They're amazingly resilient with that. The other things about African violets that you just have to watch out for is they'll only bloom when temperatures are warmer. It's usually above 65 or so is when they like to flower. So keep your African violets in a warmer spot. They like a little bit of sun. If you can give them an hour or two of direct sun every day, they're going to grow faster. The leaves are going to be darker green, and they're going to bloom more often. And of course, they like to be fed. You do need to feed them with a fertilizer that's intended for blooming. Almost every fertilizer manufacturer makes an African violet food. It shows you the popularity of the plants.
But is that necessary to have an African violet food? You just need to give it where the middle number of the three is higher.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's the most important thing, is just that phosphorus level in the fertilizer. But other than that, yeah, they'll do their thing. You just remove the old finished bloom stalks every so often, because they'll hang on to those. They'll hang on to their old dead leaves. So you just got to keep the plant clean. They have fuzzy leaves, so it's a good idea to take like an air duster or something and blow the dust off of them every so often, just because those leaves are like little solar panels. So you want to make sure that they stay as clean as possible so they can absorb as much light as they can get.
Now, my mother had in a north bathroom. I mean, there was a window there in the bathroom, but they were more like tiles. You couldn't see through them. And she had her African violet stacked above the toilet, right up against that window. So even though they didn't get direct sun, I still remember them doing pretty well. They probably wouldn't blossom as much as if they actually got some direct sun, but they seemed to do okay.
Well, and being native to forested region where they grow on the forest floor, they will bloom and live in indirect light. And that's something that they're used to. And it's like you were talking about the color, the purple, that is what you would find in nature. And so you'll find that color of African violet is going to bloom a lot more, and it will be more adaptable to lower light than, say, the reds or the whites or the pinks or the ones that have the stripes or the spots, because those cultivated hybridized versions aren't going to be quite as hardy for that light.
Yeah, I've got one in my office that's been going for 2 years, almost two and a half now. It has not stopped. So if anyone would like to have a cutting from mine, just let me know. I'm more than happy. It's a good sized one.
All it takes is a leaf, one leaf.
And you just stick it in some soil?
Yep. The best thing to do is to stick it in soil, and all you have to do is take the leaf, cut it off right at the base of the leaf so that you even cut a little bit of the base of the leaf itself. If you have rooting hormone, which is a type of powder that pretty much any horticultural store will sell, you can dip it in that and then stick it in the soil. And then you just keep the soil a little bit on the dry side, water it maybe about half as often as you would your regular African violet, let it go looking for water. And in about 4 to 6 weeks, you'll start seeing little tiny leaves come up. And within 3 to 6 months, it will develop into a plant.
Now, I've seen some older African violets that it looks like they're almost growing up into the air, because there aren't any leaves on the base of the plant. How do you take care of those?
Well, they get okay. So violets will get stemmy and they'll get taller over time as those lower leaves die off and newer leaves come out the top. They become like little palm trees.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, you clean off all of the old dead leaves. Try to keep it as clean as possible. That helps it be as healthy as possible. And then in order to deal with that, often you can take it and bury it deeper. That stem will go right down in the ground. If you're in a pot that restricts how deep you can go, you can actually cut it right off the root ball, take several rings of the leaves off, dip that stem in rooting hormone, and then stick it down, and the plant will re-root. And I've had to do that on my own African violets several times now, especially as they get older. They just get taller, and my pots that I have them in are shallow enough that I can't sink them deeper, so I have to restart them that way.
So you literally just cut through that stem, and how far down below the leaves?
You want a few inches to be down beneath the soil.
Okay.
You probably want about 2 inches at the least to be down there, because those old leaf nodes are where the plant is then going to push out roots. So it's a good idea, again, to cover that wound that you created when you cut across the stem so that it doesn't absorb rot or bacteria. And then you would treat it just like you would a leaf cutting, where you'd keep it a little bit drier because you're going to make it go looking for water. You're going to make it want to use the water in some of its lower leaves. So it'll lose another ring of leaves even after you've removed some, just using the energy from those leaves to create new roots. And at that point, it's a good idea to use an all-purpose fertilizer that's got a little bit more of that last number, that potash or potassium, to help them produce some healthy roots.
Okay. Well, we've been talking about African violets as a recommended plant to have in your home. I've been talking with Shane Taylor, horticultural specialist and buyer for Cactus and Tropicals in Salt Lake City. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Brian.